Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey folks, thank you for tolerating the absence. I don't have a show that I'm going to be putting up here right this minute. I am working on a few of those. I just want to let you know that I apologize for the absence, but a couple of things. I needed a break in a way. It's a one-man operation here. It's kind of hard to compile everything, write it, record it, and then get it up and try to polish things off so that they have some sort of redeeming value to them as you listen to them. So that being said, I am hard at work at a number of episodes. I'll give you an idea of what they're about. I'm working on one about a 1970s incident from the Vatican that is still unresolved. The missing person case of Emmanuel Orlandi, a girl that lived inside the Vatican when there was only a population of 736 people, and for some reason, no one can explain what happened to her. I am also working on the story of Isabella Martin, a Trinity County woman who also was part of a major Bay Area scandal, a complete psychopath that attempted to kill judges and also attempted to burn down and poison the entire city of Weaverville, California, many, many years ago. This has some crossover value with some other stories that I'm going to be talking about. And then I have a big one coming up. I'm not just going to drop it. I'll tell you about it. In May of 1892 in Redding, California, was a very notorious lynching that took place, something that had reverberations all the way to the East Coast and to the New York Times. A couple of brothers that on May 15th of 1892 staged a robbery at Blue Cut on Middle Creek Road for a Wells Fargo station, stagecoach that was carrying quite a bit of gold and possibly silver, I don't know. And anyway, it resulted in the death of a bank guard, ultimate capture, and then the subsequent frontier justice of a mob of men who yanked them out of the jail in the small hours of a July morning and dangled them from a windlass. This has many, many fingers and angles and things to it, and the story's been told multiple times. I just happen to think that I have a way of telling this one that's going to consolidate it in a way that if you've ever heard the story, maybe you haven't had all these little disparate facts come together. Anyway, I am working on those things as well as a few other things, and I'll start putting them up in regular fashion here in the next couple of days. Anyway, thanks for your tolerance, your love, your devotion, and quite frankly, the traffic that I'm still been getting the last few weeks without putting anything up has been remarkable. I certainly appreciate it. Thank you. And we'll be back in full form here, national and world zeitgeist notwithstanding. Thanks.